Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, especially in a world where every scroll seems like a competition. Today we're diving deep into something that plagues us all: comparison and envy. Ever feel like you're stuck in an endless cycle of looking at other people's highlight reels while your own life feels like it's on pause? You know that feeling when someone casually drops a photo from their dream vacation or announces a promotion, and suddenly you're questioning everything about your own path? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This digital age is designed to fuel those feelings, but I promise we can break free. Let's get real for a second. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, and entertains us, but it also has this sneaky way of making us compare ourselves to others, often highlighting the curated versions of their lives. This isn't about saying social media is bad, use it wisely, find your tribe, and embrace the good stuff. But we need to be aware of its potential pitfalls. So, how do we manage those feelings of comparison and envy? Here are 5 key strategies I swear by. First, remember that what you see online is rarely the whole picture. People tend to share their best moments, their wins, their accomplishments. It's like a carefully constructed illusion. Behind every perfect Instagram photo, there's probably a story we don't see. Maybe they had to shoot 10 different angles to get that just right shot, or maybe that vacation was stressful behind the scenes. It's all part of the narrative they choose to share. So take it with a grain of salt and remember social media is not real life. Next, focus on your own journey. Celebrate your wins no matter how small. Did you finally master that recipe? Did you finish that project you've been putting off? Give yourself credit. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to someone else's version of success. Remember, everyone has their own unique path, and yours is just as valid as anyone else's. Third, cultivate gratitude. When those feelings of envy creep in, take a moment to appreciate what you already have. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small, every day. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you possess. Gratitude is like a superpower that can transform your perspective and boost your happiness. Fourth, remember that comparison is a thief of joy. When you constantly compare yourself to others, you're stealing your own happiness. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, focus on the good things in your life and cultivate the sense of contentment. Remember, happiness is not the destination, it's a journey, and it's yours to create. Lastly, unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings. If certain people or posts constantly make you feel envious or inadequate, take a step back. You have the power to curate your social media experience and surround yourself with content that inspires and uplifts you. Remember, social media should be a source of connection and positivity, not a breeding ground for comparison. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine scrolling through Instagram and seeing someone posting about their new job promotion, their dream house, or their amazing vacation. You know, those perfect pictures that leave you feeling like your life pales in comparison. Instead of spiraling into envy, take a deep breath and remind yourself that this is just one snapshot of their journey. Maybe they've worked incredibly hard for this moment, maybe it wasn't easy, or maybe they have challenges behind the scenes that we don't see. Remember that everyone's path is different, and comparison only serves to distract you from your own unique goals and accomplishments. So, how can we break free from the trap of comparison and envy? It starts with self-awareness, recognizing those feelings when they arise and choosing a different response. Cultivate gratitude, focus on your own journey, and surround yourself with positive influences. Remember, social media is a tool, not a ruler. Use it wisely, be kind to yourself, and celebrate the beautiful mess that is your life. Take a moment to reflect: what are you grateful for today? What small victory can you celebrate? Now go out there and own your journey. Share your thoughts, stories, or challenges with me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we empower each other to thrive. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be here every day, your digital cheerleader for navigating life in this awesome, crazy world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.